You're listening to your NTD audiocast, and my name is Ashok Molu. A book written by WHO experts in the early 1990s and extensively used during the past 20 years in the control of leishmaniasis was recently updated by a committee comprising some of the world's leading experts in this field. During its March 2010 meeting in Geneva, the Expert Committee on Leishmaniasis reached consensus on the publication of a new edition, which includes the latest epidemiological and scientific evidence to help combat the human form of the disease. The current edition, entitled WHO Technical Report Series on the Control of Leishmaniasis, has been used by ministries of health of endemic countries in structuring national policies to combat the disease. The book now includes new therapy recommendations for visceral and cutaneous leishmaniasis based on recent scientific evidence. Other innovative aspects of the book include recommendations on the use of rapid diagnostic tests, details on the management of Leishmania HIV co-infection, and the inclusion of social and environmental risk factors. The new edition also deals with regional strategies and advocacy plans for broader support in the control of leishmaniasis. Dr. Jorge Alvar is medical officer in charge of the WHO Leishmaniasis Program in the Department of Control of Neglected Tropical Diseases in Geneva, Switzerland.
The expert committee, among other things, has updated the treatment for cutaneous and visceral leishmaniasis. And this is very important because in the last 20 years, there are important progress in research in different levels on how to treat the patients and also in new molecules very, very active against leishmaniasis. Now we have the tools. Now we have the concept. And with the expert committee, what we have now is the political umbrella plus the resolution of the World Health Assembly to put together the concept combating leishmaniasis, mainly diagnostics and treatment.
The expert committee is made up of 23 experts and 6 temporary advisors and was the first to be held in 20 years. It also made several other recommendations, and some of these are to create conditions to enable WHO to take a leading role in providing technical assistance for the maintenance and expansion of leishmaniasis control programs, to encourage endemic countries to adopt a policy of integrated vector management and make maximum use of insecticides in vector control, to improve access and reduce costs of diagnostics, drugs, insecticide, and bed nets, to encourage research to enable countries to adopt policies based on drug combinations, and to designate leishmaniasis as a disease that should be notified in all endemic countries and integrate its surveillance into multi-disease surveillance systems. Leishmaniasis is a parasitic disease transmitted by the bite of the sand fly. Up to 350 million people are at risk in more than 90 countries of the world. It mainly targets the poorest of the poor. Visceral leishmaniasis is the most severe form of the disease and attacks the internal organs. Untreated, this form of leishmaniasis is fatal within 2 years. Cutaneous leishmaniasis is the most common form and causes serious disability with severe and permanent disfiguring scars. An estimated 10 million people are currently infected and around 2 million new infections occur each year.